El Moshe Omar Aleil Hashem. Rashi says this parsha of Aleil Hashem is the parsha of Nemra. So you have here the story of the Nasi v'Nishma in this parsha, which is the fourth day, and you have the whole story of Kabbalah Satorah. So why is this divided? Why do you have Kabbalah Satorah in two different places? So Sos Beskrov in the Chiddush Moreh Nari Zalevi is very simple, because in Parshas Yisro is Kabbalah Aseres HaDibros. There is Aseres HaDibros, the commandments. That's the legal system that we're given, the commandment, the mitzvahs. And that's the idea. There is a Nina Maibar Har Sinai, so on and so forth. But then there is something else. There is the covenant, the bris that was given to Klal Yisrael, that relationship, that experience, the bris. And the bris is in this parsha, is in our parsha, because Chazal learned from here. We have here the korban, that he makes the korban, and he vayzurik es sadam alam, he throws the blood onto the people. So says the Beskrov, the Gemara in Yevomis learns from here the concept of gerus. So you see that this is the Gerus, the breeze of Klal Yisrael. So this was Yom Arevi, and that's why it's totally separate. And that's why it says here Nasa v'Nishma, because Nishma is Nekabel, the Targum is Mesal, the Targum. So what does Nekabel mean? Nekabel means that you accept, that's what the breeze, that you accept the yoke. And he quotes it even at the Mechilta. The Mechilta says in the breeze, and he says, Harei Atem, here, Mechilta, Parsha Zizu, Kevan Shirosh Kiblu Aleihem, in our Parsha, they said Nasa V'Nishma, Notal Hadam V'Zora Kalam, Omer Lahem, Harei Atem Kshurim, Anuvim, Utfusim, Acharbo, V'Kabalechem, V'Skola Mitzvahs. So you see, the Mitzvahs are later. So here is the concept of the Bris. And that's why the Bris is separate here. That's why it says Nasa V'Nishma, which is Nekabel. And that's why you have the Mishpotim. The Ramban Shita is that this happened after Matan Torah, the Bris. According to Rashi, this was the Yom HaRevi. Now you have to understand, why Yom HaRevi? Why specifically Yom HaRevi there is this Bris? Right? Why not by Matan Torah? The Ramban holds that this is after Matan Torah. Now, the Eile HaMishpotim are because it's Geres of Klal Yisrael. When there is Geres, you have to give Mitzvahs Kalos V'Chamuros. So the Eile HaMishpotim is a collection, a sample of the Mitzvahs to give them the taste. Rashi says, "Vaydav Moshe's kol hadvorim hoile v'samishpotim." What means as advorim v'samishpotim? Rashi says he taught them sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, he taught them Shabbos, he taught them poraduma, kibud avim, and mishpotim. Right. So this is the parsha that he taught. So parsha mishpotim is the parsha right here. The Shabbos b'nei Noach the ruchuya before. And the other ones are the mitzvahs of Mora. That's why the Beskrov says it's very interesting. Here, by Parshas Yisro, it says, Vayedav is called advorim oile. And here it says, advorim v'samishpotim. It says, as advorim oile, the idea is that they were going to be mekabel the mitzvahs, which is the legislative, the kinds of rituals. So then they said, nase, and that's called v'sadvorim. But Bashenki here to talk about the bris. You have to give a sample of the mishpotim, to give them a sample of the mitzvahs. That's why it says here, Ve'es HaMishpotim, okay? Because mitzvahs Kalos V'Chamuros, which is, according to Ramban, Parshas Mishpotim, according to Rashi, Parshas Mishpotim, plus whatever they got in Mora, plus Hashavat Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Okay? So the Beskrov, that's why Nasa V'Nishma, Chazal say, that Nasa V'Nishma is the Soit Shemalachei Ashores Oilim Boy. Right? So he says, what's the pshat? He says here, he says two things. One of them, because Nasa V'Nishma is that the malachim, when they hear, it's not the pshat that they have a hearing and they hear the mitzvahs Hashem. Their mitzius is tzivui Hashem. So if Hashem wants them to hear, they hear. So the hearing is a byproduct, the derivative of the hearing. Right? It's the mitzvah. So the nishma is not an independent nishma. Is a nishma which is a byproduct, the root of an anase, because they have to do the commandment. Their whole mitzios is doing Rotzad Hashem, and the Rotzad Hashem is that they should hear, that's why they hear. When Klaus said, Nase v'nishma mitzad de bris, is not the pshat that you hear and you decide. The commandment, the mitzvahs, is what create the bris. So in other words, the tzivuim, the bris that you went, is not that you went in your own volition. It's such a chibur takudosh bochu that you realize that there is no more choice. So the nishma is a derivative of the nase. נדבר סקוב אקספלסט פרטים. נעשה ונשמע שטייט אין מחילתה. ואיקח כספר הבריס, אוקיי, זה בשמו לא אומר, מה הוא אומר? בוא תמיץ את זיתי תותם, ושוב סהור את שבא לשם, and then he told them, שמיתים יויבויס, ברוכס וקלולס. And so here, the nishma is that Miskov is mekabel malayim, nase is on the mitzvahs. And that's what they said in Parshas Yisroi, because that's just the mitzvahs. Here we see the nishma, which is the concept that we mekabel on ourselves the onshim. Now, on this idea of being mekabel the onshim, this is what the Maral always say. It says that he taught them as a mishpotim, by saper l'moyshe lam, it says losh by saper, he taught them sheva mitzvahs b'noach, Shabbos and more. In fact, the Rambam by Saper, Mashal, they taught them something new. According to Rashi, the Mishpatim is new, but everything else is not new. Shabbos is Noach the head, Kibbutz Avim the head, all the stuff. So it's by Saper. So the Rambam the Gurari by Saper is because they knew the mitzvahs, but they didn't know the consequences. What happens if you don't do it? So the Onshim is what's by Saper. That's why something new. And that's what Scroll says, that's Nase v'nishma. Nase, they said before, to be mekabel because they know about it. Here is that the Nase deals, requires, entails a nishma, and the nishma is that you're going to hear, which is Yoru Asher Liyokim Divirator Azois. So according to the scroll of the kashas that we have, are very simple. Number one, why in the fourth day? What's Choshu the fourth day, according to Rashi? According to Rambam, this was afterwards, but why the breeze is in the fourth day? The second one is, why is Nishma the clawless? We're saying that the clawless is Nishma, right? So that's why the Maral says, that's why Saper, that's the Nishma. Why are the clawless so wichtig and so important? And the third one is, why Davka Dismitzes? Why Kibbud Davayim? All the mitzvahs before, Chshevis is Noach, Kibbud Avayim, Shabbos, Por Aduma. What selection of mitzvahs is this? Why is this important? And then the Tzlachim Brochas of Lamed Hein. Lamed Hein Neshua says, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Svor hu osu lehenas bo yolam zepel brocha. So says the Bnei Yeshua, Svor is the Raisa. Because the Gemara always says, Svor hi kro lamali. If it's a Svor, why in the Pasuk? So you see that the Svor replaces a Pasuk. So you see that the Svor is the Raisa. That doesn't make any sense. Because why do you have mitzvahs? If every logical mitzvah, logical intuition, is mechayev a mitzvah, so why do you have all the mitzvahs? What the Gemara means, Svarahi, it means whenever you have to adjudicate, you have a mishpotim, any adjudication that you have to make a neidus, right? Like Pesach, Pesuach, Migul, then you could use a svara. Svara doesn't create a chiyuv. It creates you how to adjudicate chiyuv. So zog titzlach zicher a svara is non mechayev a mitzvah d'raisa. That's why you have sukkim. That's why you have mitzvahs. What a svara does is that when you want to adjudicate, svara becomes d'raisa, like pesach pesuach. You could have a taina on the d'raisa. That's why it says svara hu kral amali amuitz bechaver ol avaraya. Amuitz bechaver is not a separate mitzvah. It's not a new mitzvah. It's the concept that he uses a logical chiyuv. Right? Because there is a mitzvah of mishpotim. Now you want to say how to apply the mishpotim, the application. Use the svara to apply it. But cannot mechayev mitzvah. The question is, according to Pnei Yeshua, if there is a svara, and a svara is the raisa, why do you need mitzvahs? All the logical mitzvahs should be automatic. To answer all of this, I want to quote what the Rashbatz is quoted in the Agudah Shel Pesach. Achocham oimer, ma'eidus v'chukim v'mishpot masher tziv Hashem Elokeinu eschem. So the Rashbatz, the kasha of his is, why didn't the mitzvahs? This is the kasha. The Rashbatz learns gufa, that's the kasha of Pnei Yeshua, or the tzlach of Pnei Yeshua. What eidus chukim mishpotim, why you need that? Why? Mishpotim, a misvara. I mean, anyway, logically, you have to do it, you have to say that that's right. So what's Eidus Chukim Mishpotim? This combination makes no sense. And that what we answer him, Afat Emor Lo Kilcho Eza Pesach Emaftirim Achara Pesach Afikoyman, to tell him that is God La Metzuve Voise Mishen Metzuve Voise, there is a Maila on the Tzivui. The question is, first of all, why is there a Maila on the Tzivui? And how does that fit in the answer to the Chochom? The answer to him is, At emolo ki ilcho is a Pesach. You tell, teach him all the halachas, ad echa machar. What does it have to do with suvi voimet? But the answer is very givaldic. They are, let's be scroll says, they are mitzvahs. And mitzvahs is a set of rules. That's the world of rules. By that harsh world of rules. Rules are important, but the rules create something much deeper. They create a relationship. They create a meaning. They create a connection. That's the concept of bris. What is the concept of bris? The Lashon of bris is hine anoich koyeres bris. Koyeres is separating. Why is a bris always a separating? Rashi says, vayvater, that what they did was, the bris ben absorim, they put an animal and they cut in half and people pass by through it. Why is this a covenant? So is the bris, so says the going, because the covenant is that you are unifying, you're creating a mystical union among things which appear to be separate. They say, well, you take a bird, which was one bird in essence, and you split it in half. So now they're two pieces, but they are essentially connected. That essential connection of the two physical parts, that's the bris is. A bris is a relationship. The mitzvahs are not just, that's the word mitzvah. Mitzvah is not tzivu. The Kramosh always says mitzvah is like milveh. There's a halvo, which is the loan, there's a loy, which is the bar, there's a malveh, which is the lender. And then there is the milveh, which is that situation together, that connection, putting it together. Tzivui is the commandment. Metzaveh is the commander. Metzuveh is the command, the one who's commanded. Mitzvah is the putting it together. Bris, the idea is that there is a connection. Why is Yom HaRevi, we asked? Because what's the chiddush of Yom HaRevi? Yom HaShlish HaTzorim told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to teach you the mitzvahs, but you are going to come to me. Hine ani ba'i lecha be'aveonan. As we spoke, the Yom HaRevi is Ritzoneinu Riru, says Malkeinu. Chazal say, if the Klal Yisrael taught the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't want to just listen to mitzvahs, to do what's right and to get brawny points. We want a relationship. We want to see our King. Seeing our King, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not physical. Seeking is connecting. He's being part of it. He's creating that mystical connection. That mystical, that's Ritzoneinu. What created Ritzoneinu is Malkeinu. He created Mitzvah Hagbola because you can only see through Hagbola. But it created also the concept that mitzvahs now today are not just rules that you're going to get brownie points because you're doing this right. It's a concept that you could connect, that you could relate, that you could create a mystical union. If brises became bris, that's Nasev and Nishma. So the mitzvahs became a form of relationship. That is the idea of the Chochom. The Chochom asks, why did the Tzivuim? You know why? Because the mitzvahs are not just rules, that you're following rules and you get brownie points, that you're following a set of rules, you have a code of laws, the code of Hammurabi, they are a relationship. So the guy is missing it. So therefore you have to teach him all the halachas again until Ein Maftir Machar HaPesach HaFikoyman. You know that after you have the Korban Pesach, you have to have the taste in your mouth. The mitzvah is to have the taste, is to have the connection. And therefore, if the Chochom asks this question, shows that he's missing the point. So therefore, you have to re-teach him all the mitzvahs. Ad ein maftirim achara pesach afikoyman. So we ask, why is it on the fourth day? The reason is the fourth day, because the fourth day is Ritzoneinu liris es malkeinu. And that's the damsel number four. Number four is always kedeged the mekablim. The mekablim are separate. So the idea of the mekablim is that you realize that you are here and Hashem is there, you're following his rules. The number four is the malchus says, Les la'vigar maklum, I want to connect. I want to be part of something higher. I want to have a relationship. That kind of relationship is always the number four, because the number four is always a connection of malchus. That relationship is Ritzoneinu liris es malkeinu. Mitzvahs are transformed from just a set of rules into a form of engagement of relationship. I always say there are two mesechtas that's learned the 49 dapim, and people learn two mesechtas in Sfiras HaOmer. Mesechta Shavuos, the Litvish, and the Chassidim, the Mesechta Soita. Why specifically those two mesechtas? Because as Briskov is saying, there are two parts of mitzvahs. The receptive rules. The rules are Matan Torah, Parshas Yisrei, and that's Shavuos. Why? Because you want to learn the halacha is that you are going to be, you're creating a commitment. A commitment is kasam to shvua, mushba ve'oimed. So you learn shvuas. But on the Yom HaRevi, is Ritzoneinu liru yisrael malkeinu. We want mitzvahs to be experiential, to be a relationship, to be a connection. That is a relationship. That's be yom chasunosoi uveyom simchas liboi. And that, to know how our relationship is, you learn Masechta Soita, which is the true relationship, the connection between a husband and wife. You have to know the connection. The Ilchus connection is Masechta Soita. That's connected it. That's why Biyom Chasunos Evam Simchas Liboy. It's connected the bris. That's the bris and Isuin. The bris HaToyra Yishokini Min Shiku Ispiyo. Therefore, Besula Nisis Leyom Arevi. Nisuim is Yom Arevi, because Yom Arevi was the day that we said Ritzoneinu Liris as Malkeinu, and we connected to that Chasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It became a relationship. That's Masechta Soita. That's why it's clawless. Did you know how you really show a relationship? Is the fact that today, it's not that we are listening to rules, we became one with the rules. How do you see that? By the clawless. The Maral always says, the clawless, they are the breeze. That's why we always go, because it shows that we today in Torah are one, that without Torah we are dead. That it became part of our life. It's not only essential to our lives, they became our lives. And that is why the bedavka here, you have to say nishma, which is that, and the venishma is the detzivu. You don't even have yourself, it's not that you have volition. The connection is such that you don't even have volition. Everything is connected, everything is such. That's why the nishma is a result of venase, which is like malach hashores, and venishma here, the chidush of the bris, is the kabbalah saklolas, because now it creates a relationship. It's not just that we are doing as our volition that we want to do what's right. This is our lives. And therefore, that's the pshat in the brachas, Marsho. Even though the mitzvahs, mitzad svara could be mechuyev, the chuyev is an obligation. That creates obligation, but the relationship takes two to tango. So for sure, the relationship, you needed the mitzvah. So the tzlach asks, if it's a svara as mechayev, why need the mitzvah? You need the mitzvah for the bris. You don't need the mitzvah for the tzivu. The tzivu is enough svara. Here you need, and that's exactly the chochem, the answer to the chochem. Before, the idea is that you could be doubt, but you do out on volition. Here is Mitzuve Voise, because here ain maftiri machara pesach afikoyman, and this is the Yom Simchas Libo Yom Chasunoso Izumat Torah, is the chidush of Yom Arevi, and therefore ain besula nises the Yom Arevi. So why dafka these mitzvahs? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu now wanted to reframe that all mitzvahs today are not just tivuim, are part of a relationship. That's why take Sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach. That's why the Mishpatim Rosh says is mitzvahs bnei Noach is Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Em, and Po'al Adumah and Mishpatim. Why specifically the selection of mitzvahs? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show you today we're reframing mitzvahs, not just as doing, but as being. The difference between the two on the day of Matan Torah Parshas Yisro is doing, performing mitzvahs. Here is a statement of being, is a state of existence, becomes existential. So Kodesh Baruch Hu takes Shevas Mitzvahs B'Noach, which is the baseline that everybody was mechuyev, to teach you. Yes, it's the same Shevas Mitzvahs B'Noach, but like the Ram says, you're not mechuyev anymore like before. Because before, what you're doing is mitzat sivui. You're obligated to do, become of what to do, a rule of actions. Here is not, it's a state of being, is essential, existential. So you reframe what was there. The selection of those mitzvahs, because Torah is divided between chukim, eidus, and mishpotim. Eidus, chukim, and mishpotim. The ultimate eidus is Shabbos. So eidus is Shabbos. You teach them, you got eidus mitzad tzivui. Now you're doing it not from an obligation of what to do, but a state of being existential. Then you take choik. What's the ultimate example of choik? Is por aduma, together with Kibud Av V'Em. Chazal always see that connection between Kibud Av and Por Aduma. Why Kibud Av V'Em? The Gemara by Doma Ben Nesina. And Doma Ben Nesina, what was his Zoicha because he did Kibud Av V'Em? He found a Por Aduma. Why Dafka those two? But the answer, the Ksoi says in the Akdom, is very clear. Because mitzvahs, Kibud Av V'Em, is something very logical. It's not only logical, it's a sword that you owe. That's why the Maral says the Loshon Doma Ben Nesina. Doma is value that you owe. Ben Nesina, did you have to give? There is. You owe your parents. So in other words, that is obligational. And that is a performance. But Mashenken, Por Aduma is the opposite. It's the number of Zachoik that makes no sense. And it's more, Yovar Ha'em V'Kaneach Tzoyaz B'no, is the mother to the children. The mother to the children, she doesn't owe anything, but she gives everything. So the Choik is not only Por Aduma, it's Por Aduma together the most logical. To take the logical and the illogical into one, that is what Choik is all about. So Eidus, the example of Eidus Shabbos, The example of Eidus is the Choik. What is Choik? Kibud Avayim and Paraduma. Both of them turn into Choik. One is the most logical, the most owing, and the other one that doesn't owe anything. That is Choik. And then Mishpotim. So he's trying to teach you that today we're reframing. The Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpotim are not rules of what to do. It's a state of being. It's an existential. It's brochus and klolus. That's a relationship. And therefore, this selection. Show you this work that we've been doing till now. And even if I'm doing it now today, the Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpotim, don't take them as rules of action of what to do, as tzivuim, as a svara. Take them as a mitzvah, as a relationship, as an existential kesher. And that's reframing what existed.